recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Choice. Yeah, I got a little cold.
So that was interesting Monday. That was a good conversation about some of the overreach. I'm concerned about the right overreach right now too. They're also doing the same thing.
Yeah, what are they up to?
I mean, Tucker Carlson talking about the World Trade Center and stuff and aliens. It's like, that's going to
what was the World Trade Center?
Well, now he wants to. It's unclear what he's doing. I'm just saying he's going into a territory that's like, now it feels too far. Again, too far. He's talking about, why can't I ask questions about Building 7 and what happened to it, which I understand. He should be able to ask questions about it. But the implication is something nefarious happened there that we should know about, which, okay, I'm always open to everything these days because the government has shown itself to be so fucking duplicitous. Okay. But I just – there's a lot of that kind of stuff.
What was this? I didn't hear anything about the,
I'd have to get it.
Tucker Carlson. Well, Ben will find it or something. Yeah. Well, here's my general take on this.
Yeah.
I don't feel like the right is in charge of most of the policy and or certainly almost none of the culture. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you go, all right, let's say you take an issue, or you take an issue like COVID, or you take an issue like George Floyd, right?
Yeah.
Now, on the right, you're saying keep the schools open, masks don't work, don't want to get vaccinated.
Yes.
That's the extreme version of that.
Yes. And by the way, no, because it keeps going from there. It keeps going to vaccines are bad. They're killing people, and we need a Nuremberg. And it's like,
yeah, but
it's
but
like, come on, you're doing it too.
Listen,
don't stop it. That's the problem.
I know, but this isn't. I've tried to explain this to you 2,000 times. I tell everyone this.
Okay.
Well, certainly, what part of the right took over COVID protocol?
You mean the excesses of the COVID protocol, right?
Yeah. What part of the right controlled any of it?
None.
Set policy.
Trump started with it. I mean, he was the vaccine creator, and he was enthusiast for the vaccine.
Yeah, he tried to, Operation Warp Speed or whatever, but he thought he was getting an effective vaccine. But what part of the right? And first off, I don't even know that Trump. I didn't even think Trump is right. Trump's a business guy who's trying to get shit,
keep things going. Yeah.
Well, his kind of thing is like nobody knows. I don't know. It's not recognized or something. But his thing is like strategic oil reserve. What's it at now? It's half full.
Buy.
How much is a barrel of oil right now? It's $32. Yeah. It's an all-time low. Good. Let's buy the oil now and fill the thing back up before a barrel of oil gets up to $180. And I'm like, yeah, okay, business guy. That's what business people do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How many countries are in NATO? The 31. How much does the U.S. pay? You pay 62% of NATO. Like, well, that sounds like bullshit. Why don't these other countries? So what are we paying for their defense? Yes, that's just business.
Yeah.
It's just business with some side shit, but it's basically he's a born again Christian or something. He has sex with porn stars. You know what I mean? Like, he's mainly a business guy that people don't understand. What is the policy?
I just thought what's interesting is the world that sort of glorifies polyamory condemns him for his polyamorous transgressions.
Yes. All right. So
that's
then you get to Black Lives Matter and George Floyd and stuff like that. Yes. Now, Black Lives Matter and George Floyd and all that business, you have white supremacists, the Klan, the Oath Keepers or whatever, all the hard right, Tea Party, whatever. on the right. But you turn on the news and Portland's on fire and there's a million people in the streets in every major city. Well, Boston, it was all Oath Keepers, but then in San Francisco it was black. No, it's all Black Lives Matter. It's all Antifa. It's all Black Lives. So what I'm saying is yeah, there's nuts on the right, but who's out in the street? Who's controlling the policy?
I totally understand what you're saying.
Except for abortion, where they do elect a conservative Supreme Court judge, and then they vote that way. But in terms of general policy, like who's got the control?
Let's think about it this way. What we were talking about on Monday was the excesses, right? Why the excesses? Why the progress? Why do you have to progress until you re-traumatize yourself? We discussed that. We hammered that out. But the left was the first of the game. I just don't want the right to follow because they're going in that direction.
No, I think the right is more pragmatic. You got two narratives, right? I'll give you two stories.
That's why I'm an independent. I'm neither one.
You got two stories. You got Hunter Biden's laptop, and you got January 6th.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I bring these two up is because January 6th was a 10, and Hunter Biden's laptop was a 1, according to society.
Yeah.
That's news.
Yeah.
Well, not Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, but they don't get to control things. I'm talking NBC, ABC.
Mainstream.
AP, so-called. USA Today, every Twitter, just everything. Mm-hmm. The thing, January 6th, was the insurrection, except for no one's been charged with that. Everyone is being charged for like parading and loitering. And
trespassing. And
Are there weapons charges? Because it was an armed insurrection. Who's been charged with leading an insurrection with a weapon? Nobody? Well, then how does this work? Okay, but that was a 10. Hunter Biden's laptop was a 1. That's where we were. If you stopped your average Los Angelino, that's what they would have said. Mm-hmm. Okay, what was the truth? The truth was January 6th was a 3, and Hunter Biden's laptop is true. But that's what it was. But what's the narrative? Who controls society? Who controls the narrative?
But it's the excesses that are the problem. The progression.
Yeah, but who cares about the – I don't care about the excesses of a – look.
Of a pragmatic.
There's flat earthers.
I understand what you're saying.
Quiet. No, I'm not saying that. There's the Klan. There's flat earthers. And there's women who want to date prisoners.
Yeah.
Who are in for life. Mm. But is it at a number that affects what we do?
Right.
Our policies that are made. You know what I mean? There's a certain percentage of women who date and marry death row inmates. And if it ever gets to 62% of society, we're fucked. But as long as it's like nothing, then what are we talking about?
Yeah.
And then I go, oh, you tell me there's no Klan, or you tell me there's no women who want to? Yeah, it all, everything exists. How much, but what's the policy?
Yeah.
How does it affect us? Mm. Now, you try to, obviously the politicians and the DOJ and everyone else try to build it up like, oh, there's a lot of women out there. It's a scourge. You know, it's the biggest problem. But sort of look around. Is that something? You know what I mean? It's like the Klan or the flat earthers or the women who want to marry prisoners. Is it something you see? Do you know it? Do you see the rallies? That's what I'm saying. All right. We got Tucker talking about the
Twin Towers or
the second, the seventh tower or what, building number seven or what we said.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, if I remember right. So let's see what he says.
Same with the Kennedy assassination. All these areas that are like verboten. You're not allowed to ask questions. Well, why aren't you allowed to ask questions?
Right.
You know, and the last thing I'll say is like, they're not offended by craziness. They're not offended by conspiracy. If you go on TV tonight and say, I think the earth is flat, people will just laugh at you. They don't care if you think the earth is flat. It's not a threat to anyone. But if you say, like, what actually happened with Building 7? Like, that is weird, right? It doesn't, like, what is that?
Right.
If you were to say something like that on television, they'd flip out. They would flip out. So you'd, like, lose your job over that. Why? Why? It's my country.
Right.
Is an attack on my country? Can I ask you, like, I don't really understand. Do buildings actually collapse? No, maybe they do. I don't know. But, like, why can't I ask questions about that? Anything you're not allowed to ask questions about is something you should be asking more questions about.
That's what you call a zero burger.
All right. So he's just really reacting to why he's not allowed to talk about certain things, which is, again.
Well, you have I did this show with Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen.
Yeah.
And I just said 2 years ago, I was like, I'm not calling January 6th an insurrection. Wasn't armed. Yeah. No, we killed. Didn't see. He started going nuts on me. Well, why? I just have a different opinion than him.
Right.
I happen to be right. And just like I was right about all things COVID, but why are you flipping out on me?
Well,
that's the point he's making, Dillweed, is you can say perfectly nutty things all the time, but if you go, who blew up that Nord Stream pipeline? Who was behind that? Were we involved with that? We have tapes of our officials going, Putin starts a war, that pipeline's going. And then they go, what do you mean it's going? It's like, don't worry. We'll stop it. And then it blows up. And then Tucker Carlson goes, did we blow that up? Because we said we're going to cancel it if there was a war. And then it's like, you can't talk about that. You say, what happened to that flight that went into the Indian Ocean? You can talk about that all you want. You can talk about the earth being flat. You can talk about climate change all you want. You can say the end of these assholes have been saying we're going to be done in 6 years for 66 years or 12 years every 12 years for 6 years. You're allowed to speak with impunity on that stuff all the time. But if you start asking about what's going on with the Warren Commission, Kennedy, and how come these records haven't been unsealed? It's been 60 years. Everyone who's involved is dead. Why can't we take a look at the records? No, we're going to keep them sealed. Like, oh, you are. Okay. Well, now I'm a little. First off, what do you put beyond the government anymore?
I know. See, that's the problem.
Yes, that's the problem.
COVID taught us something.
Yes.
And the press and all the hoaxes taught us something. One hoax after another, including some of the COVID stuff.
Well, Wuhan lab leak and where they knew and everyone knew everything all the time. Yeah. And sorry. Pardon me if I'm a little suspicious of either what the authorities say or the official record says or the Biden administration says or the government says or the CDC says. Pardon me. For just being a little dubious about this information.
In my lifetime, you can't handle it was a line from a far right military official that was laughed at as outrageous that anyone in the government would ever say such a thing.
Yes.
And yet that has become a ruling sort of principle that the public can't handle to conversations that might have some wrong information, some flat out wrong information in it.
I've never had thoughts about,
do people know that history?
9/11 conspiracy, whatever. I've never had any time for that. But I will say, when it comes to many things, including the Kennedy assassination, I will entertain ideas. If you tell me what you think, and I'm now listening. In the past, I really wouldn't listen.
Agreed.
And
that's what they've created.
That's what they've created. That's where we're at. And by the way, if Rochelle Walensky has a press conference to give us an update on anything, I'm not listening anymore, which is sad. She's the head of the CDC.
Except for comedic value.
Yeah, and I'm not really listening to Fauci. I wouldn't listen to Biden.
Well, I'm gonna put in the dictionary.com the word bigotry and read to you this. This may be of interest to you because
And by the way, when they start citing stats that suicidality amongst non-transitioning transgender, I'm not listening to any of that either. I'm gonna go find my own stats.
And wouldn't you say that calling people bigots has been part of their sort of their mechanism?
It's the refuge of the wrong.
Okay.
When you don't have an argument, that's what you do.
You call people bigots. That's right?
Listen.
So can I?
When I used to argue, like when I was 14 with Ray, He'd just call you fat right in the middle of it or whatever it was. That's what kids do. You know, the kids.
Yes, when you don't have an argument, when you don't have an argument to the topic at hand, or you can't even ferret out the topic. I noticed.
Yes, then you just start insult.
I noticed some of the shit I'm getting is because I believe people that have paranoid thoughts need to see everything or their paranoia gets worse and they retreat into a rabbit hole. So either you agree with me about that or you disagree with me about that. But that doesn't mean I'm a bad person.
Can I say this, Jerome?
Yeah.
When is the last time you had a debate slash argument where you started calling the person fat or dumb or
unethical,
big nose or,
yeah,
or bigoted
dangerous,
or dangerous,
yeah,
or something
never,
like that? Never. And then when
that
is
I can think of.
And then when is the last time you had an argument where somebody said, you know, you this, that, and the other, and then you go, well, I came home the other day and the light was on.
Yeah,
and
right.
You left it, you know, like where you just change the subject into, yes, something they did.
Which just always to me sounds like, I know you are, but what am I?
That's what kids do.
Correct.
Okay.
So calling people bigot is one of the go-tos, right?
Yeah.
So let me – I just put into bigot – I put bigotry into dictionary.com. Would you read it? Can I read you the definition?
Yes.
Stubborn and complete intolerance of any creed, belief, or opinion – that differs from one's own. These people are fucking bigots.
Yeah, so I would be a bigot over wanting to open schools.
No.
COVID?
You were a bigot because you're a racist.
Oh.
But they're being bigoted in all their opinions about, say what I just talked about how to deal with paranoid people. They're unwilling to tolerate or consider any other belief or opinion other than their own.
Yeah.
Period. That's the definition of bigotry. They are the biggest bigots when they attack people,
yes,
for having an opinion rather than listening to the opinion and having an argument,
right,
about the opinion. It's bigotry that motivates that, and people don't quite get that. My son pointed that out to me. He goes, oh, that's bigotry.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's not just about race. It's about opinions,
yes,
and ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Race is creed, whatever, is a piece of it, but it's opinions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what Tucker's talking about.
I kind of get it. I get it.
That wasn't him saying,
yeah,
the building came down,
yeah,
or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. No, he's saying why.
But the point is, you heard that somewhere.
I saw sort of a headline on Twitter, and I thought, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but that's them.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Tucker's very dangerous to them because he talks about, you know, who is Zelensky and what is Ukraine and how long are we going to fund them? And by the way, there's some sort of bastion of democracy over there. They're a corrupt nation. And what's up with – why was Hunter Biden going back and forth to Ukraine? Ukraine is not – Sweden, and we all of a sudden they just became this wonderful, wonderful democracy,
yeah,
with no corruption, and he became a hero and stuff. Are
Listen,
we not allowed
I
to
saw,
ask? Somebody says we're going to start essentially another never-ending skirmish abroad where we just pay billions of dollars while we go bankrupt in this country. Are we not allowed to ask questions?
I saw a great analysis last night where this woman said the way to end this war is unleash our oil company on the world and let them become a net exporter, dominate in the energy industry, crash the prices, and Russia will be done. That will end the war.
Right. All right.
No military expenditures.
And by the way, what also, like, in terms of Biden and let's just say prognostications.
Mm.
You know what I mean? We're going to have an embargo on Russia. We're going to cut them off from the banks. We're going to starve their oligarchs and we're going to ruin them financially.
Yeah.
I'll just flip a switch.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or, you know, Janet Yellen, you know, a year and a half ago, I was like, well, we don't have inflation. It's not, you know, we're not in a recession. We think it's going to be a transitory, whatever. How are you doing in the prognostication department?
Yes. How right have you been?
Russia's doing fine financially.
Well, worse yet, they've been thrown into the hands of China.
Right. Worse financially. Russia's okay. But what I'm saying is soothsayers who are in charge of policy, how many times are you going to come to the podium and go, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to flip that switch. We're going to starve those oligarchs out. We're going to confiscate their yachts. One of those guys has a condo in Manhattan. We're going to take it. You know what I mean? We're going to starve them out.
It's all the feel-good stuff.
I know. It's always
feel-good. Whatever it is, it feels good.
You can go back a year ago and listen to all the prognostications about what do we got? You know, do we have a recession? No, we have a...
Transient inflation was a passing thing.
And everyone knew that was no way.
Fuel
prices. It's like...
No way.
Well, then here's my question. Why do I believe them when they say, here's what's next? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, not what's next. They're basing their policy on that what's next nonsense. Why should I trust your policy is even more serious. If the prognostication was just empty, you know, tea leaf reading, okay. But their policy is based on the prognostication.
Yeah,
or they're prognosticating the future based on their policy. All of which turned out to be false. Very concerning.
I just paid over $5 a gallon to fill my car up two hours ago. What's going on? Well, COVID, supply chain.
Trump did something.
The previous administration left a mess.
Well, you know, I've seen that three times.
Gas was $2.50 a gallon when Trump left.
I've seen that three times from what's her name, Jean-Pierre.
Oh yeah,
and no one ever goes. Can you give an example of what policy was the problem? What was it? The border policy he did.
The border's a shit show right now. But somehow it was based on the previous administration.
Right. What about it? What did they do that fucked it up exactly? Well, just one thing. Name one thing.
We
won't push hard. Just one thing.
Let's say it's true.
Okay.
Why are we talking about this 2 years in?
Is it only 2 years? I think we've got more under our belt.
Sorry, 2 years plus.
Yeah.
In. All right. Okay. Trump was a babbling fool and a boob and he fucked up the border and he fucked up energy or gas prices or he fucked everything up. But what's going on the border now?
Yeah, why aren't you fixing it? If you know what the problem is, why aren't you fixing it?
I don't know how gas went from $2.50 to $5. The guy had it at $2.50, fucked it all up. I get it. But what's our plan? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So bizarre. But anyway. I would have no confidence in whatever the government was talking about in terms of prognostication. That, remember, we were going to just strangle Russia financially. We're just going to shut them off.
And we were going to have transient inflation. Don't need to do anything.
Right. The Russian economy is doing fine.
Yeah. China.
Yeah.
All the workarounds. They have a million workarounds.
Yes. All right. What else are you thinking about?
All right. So I was listening to a podcast, a Lex Fridman podcast, with a guest. I think it was Tim Urban. And he had a really interesting construct on the woke stuff and how different that is from previous attempts at enhancing civil rights. In the past, the Frederick Douglasses and the Martin Luther Kings have focused on the fact that liberal democracy did not live up to its promise, and we got to get it to live up to its promise. Now the premise is liberal democracy is a sham. It doesn't work. It needs to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And how different that is than previous eras and how much of a virus that is, he was saying, and how you have to really look at history. Whenever, you know, liberal democracy came after hundreds of years of sort of trial and error, putting philosophies together, and it's a very resilient system that, had shortcomings and made some major errors and did not live up to its potential, but could. Why does it have to be destroyed? And it looks like there's a lot of influence from the outside, of course, that's sort of adding to the momentum around this desire to destroy liberal democracy. Why the press would sign up for that is sort of hard to understand, but nevertheless, here they are.
Well, what I, you know...
Remember, democracy is hanging by a thread. That was their greatest concern. And yet they are on board with things that are set up to destroy it.
Yeah.
Again, there's always projection.
Don't look for any consistency at all ever from that side. But, I mean, like I said, Gavin Newsom's pitch is, you know, leave Florida and come here to be free.
It's the weirdest thing in the world.
It's like, Gavin, people are leaving California because they're tired of being overregulated. That's why
over everything. Regulation is a part of it. Overtaxed, overregulated, well, over, when I, over yeah, I say locked down, kind of over control.
Yes, it's people.
You showed us who you are. We want to run away from you.
Yes, you've showed your hand. Yeah. I do not trust you anymore to make decisions.
It's like feels dangerous in this state.
If you are a taxpaying, law abiding, you know, heterosexual, middle aged white guy, there's not much in it for you in this state. Mm. That's for fucking sure. Now, look, if you've got yourself on some sort of equity board at, you know, UC Davis, then it's a pretty good state to be in. Mm. You got a nice state job. You're not trying to run a business and you have some fucking, you've been put in charge of something that doesn't exist. So you never, there doesn't need to be results. You know what I mean? I mean, imagine being the foreman of a factory where nothing ever came out of the factory.
Well, not only that, you don't have to worry about the finances and the business. You just.
Yeah, that's it. You just sit in front of a factory and just sit there all day. Yeah. Get paid.
Make them feel good.
Yeah.
Make everybody feel good.
Yeah, and then every once in a while you'll have to make an announcement like, we got to stop the conveyor belt, but there's nothing on the conveyor belt. You know, but to justify your
But everybody
position.
Feels good and everything's being done properly for the story that they're telling.
Yeah, so listen, if you want to, you know, work at LAX, then maybe LA's a good place to live, although it's pretty fucking expensive on that salary. But if you run a business or you're independent at all or whatever, you're just going to have to leave California. But you're free to love. You know what I mean? You can love.
But be careful. You can't really speak. See what happened at Stanford the other day when the judge tried to speak up? And I didn't even understand quite why they were – what did he do? He didn't want a rapist to go into a female jail, really, essentially, was his thing?
There's a new thing, which is all you have to do is signal to the left that you are Republican or conservative or some version of that, and then want to come speak at their campus. Mm. It's not really based on anything. You know, it's just a sort of signal that by the way, the news aids and abets, you know, that they.
Well, it's always what – it's never what you say. It's what people say you said. That's what creates the energy.
Yeah. They had a whole big thing about Charlie Kirk went somewhere to speak and there was a riot and everything because the news said – he said, I don't know, trans people should be lynched or something. But he
what?
Didn't, yeah, but he didn't say it.
Of course,
you know?
Not.
Right. So there you go. But that's what was reported, and that's what, you know. But so the new world order is you signal to the constituency, to the community, to the campus, to the whatever. You signal by tipping, saying something like, I don't think masks work, or I'm against lockdowns, or some sort of we should lower taxes, or you know we gotta fix this border. You know what I mean? You tip, and then they know.
Then they pounce.
Then they know who you are.
Right.
Then you come on the campus, and you may want to talk about Yahtzee, but they know who you are. They know how you vote. They know how you didn't vote for Gavin Newsom. You're going to come onto campus, and now they got a big issue, which is weird. But the worst part, maybe we'll find for the next show in that situation. Then they have the diversity leader chick.
I know, it's very hard
show to, up and start talking about safe places and training.
To a Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals judge telling him how to behave.
Yeah, we'll find that for the next show. I'll tell you right now, I'll be.
Shouldn't she be fired for that?
Well, she's a black woman. What are you going to do, fire her? Mm. You can't do that. Come on, Drew.
Right, of course.
Okay. I'll be off the hook this weekend, Friday and Saturday shows. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. And one of them sold out, maybe two by now. But you can find a couple of tickets. That's off the Turlock. Be playing the Community Theater there April 7th and Tower Theater. April 8th. Just go to amcarolla.com for all the live shows. What do you got, Drew?
It's don't forget After Dark, drdrew.com, and the Ask Dr. Drew Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 o'clock Pacific time at drdrew.tv.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.